The podcast that's all about rocking out. I guess you could call it a rock cast, but I don't know yet. We still have to workshop it. I'm super honored to present to you this episode with an amazing interview, lots of good music, with our boys Shout at the Robots, Binghamton's premier weirdcore band. They're fantastic guys, play excellent music. We had a really good time. Drank some beer, did some other things. As you might know, our vocal booth is closet-sized, and there's four of these handsome gentlemen. There was no way we could fit in here, but they made it work, just for a minute. I should have taken a picture. It was so funny, them all crammed in here. We had an excellent time. They just came out with their new EP, Passion Aggressive, and I'm just really fortunate, really happy that they were able to stop by. Without further ado, let's check out the interview, and later in the show, we shall listen to some tunes. Stick around. I am beyond super excited to have one of our favorite bands in the entire tri-state area and beyond, essentially this side of the Mississippi, and that would be Shout at the Robots. Everybody, the whole band is here, and we love them. And here, I would love for you guys to introduce yourselves, and everybody can get to know your voices, your beautiful angel voices. Hey, let's go around counterclockwise.
I had to think about that because I forgot which way counterclockwise went.
Counterclockwise.
Great start.
Counterclockwise.
Yeah.
We should call it that. Cockwise. Yeah.
That's actually our new band name. We're Countercockwise. And I'm Julian, and I sing and play guitar. Hi.
I am Ross, and I play drums, and yeah, that's about it.
I'm Matt, and I play guitar as well, like Julian, but different.
I'm John, and I play bass in Clowner Cockwise, whatever we're calling it now.
So it's you four, and then I have another special man sitting to me, Clowner Cockwise, which is my beautiful, illustrious brother-in-law and bass player,
Jack.
Jackie Monty.
Yeah.
All right, we are gathered here today to talk about the amazing band Shout at the Robots, which I fucking love. I've seen you guys quite a few times, and it's always like fun motherfucking time. You can't not dance. And I'm just gonna ask you, like, Shout at the Robots, that's rather interesting. Who came up with it, or like, how did it come about?
Oh God!
Oh. It was a vision from God.
It was a long
Everyone
time ago.
Ross and Julian, like so.
Oh, you want
yeah,
to go?
Yeah,
first?
Sure. I will field this question, even though I don't know much of the story. Ross and I technically came up with the name Shout at the Robots probably like 12 years ago, maybe
longer than maybe that. Like 15.
Yeah,
even.
We were
wild.
We were dumb teenagers, and it was our like 87th music project, and we needed a name, and I'm pretty sure you came up with
yeah
it.
But
the origins of that have been lost to time. Nobody really knows. The people ask us like if it's a political statement, and I wish it was, and it had some kind of like really cool deep meaning, but no, it doesn't. It doesn't mean anything. It means whatever you want it to mean.
Yeah, sometimes I'll say like, you know, when you get pissed off at your remote or whatever, when like it won't work, yeah, shout at the, like, that's shouting at a robot.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. A lot of people don't get our name right. The most common one is shouting at robots.
Shouting at robots.
Yeah, shouting robots. Shout at a robot, I heard one time.
Somebody called us shout at RoboCop one
time. That's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, the first time we played at Fitzy's, someone wrote shout at RoboCop on the bill, and that's the best one so far.
That's amazing. My old band with my husband Ryan and a couple of our buddies, we played a show with a band called Monster. And our friend booked the show, and he asked them, you know, what's your band name? And the guy said, We Are a Monster. And that's what he put on the bill, which is We Are Monster. And that's what we all started calling him. So I love that you guys have been through so many iterations, and you're all really cool about it. Like, robots shouting, gotcha.
Some combination of the two.
Got the first and the last word right, so that's good enough.
It'll work out eventually, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. Hey, Jack, I got a quick question to ask you. Have you noticed the different iterations with Blowjam?
No, we've always had the same name.
I don't know. People call us the Blowjam or Blowjammers or Blowjob.
I've never heard that, but I guess you would.
I can't believe we never talked about that. All right, anyway. Oh, my motherfucking God. Sorry, guys. I don't mean to be talking about myself right now, but I'll be super quick and succinct. There is a YouTube video with a song that's by a group called Blow that's called Jam, and it's the funniest thing ever, and I'm going to stop it at that. And it's back to Shout at the Robots. I'm so sorry, guys, but I love you. And it was a good segue because it built up time. And we're all wondering. Now, I want to ask you guys, because I'm super curious, but I fucking hate this question because it's like, I don't know, it's really hard to answer, which is, you tell people that you're a musician and you're in a band, and then they ask, like, what music do you play? So essentially, how would you categorize yourself? Because you guys are so different. It's very unique, so... That's what I'm really hoping to, you know, get some sort of idea of.
You guys want me to take this?
I'll say we have a new EP coming out.
Yeah.
And, I should have said EP. That.
None of the songs on that sound the same at all.
Yeah, that's what we've heard so far.
Bad interviewers.
No, that's, I mean, it's like you said, when somebody finds out that you play music, they always ask you that question, and you're always like, I don't fucking know, you know, We play music with instruments, especially with what we do. It's really kind of all over the place.
We usually say weird core,
just literal noise.
Yeah, like, the best farm explanation. Animals. Yeah, farm animal noises. Like those kids' toys you used to have, where you would spin it and it would go, the cow go. That's what we do.
That's me.
Yeah, that's John. No, the term we like to use, we stole from some friends of ours from Rome, New York. We like to call ourselves Weirdcore, and shout out to Cup Sex and all the assorted bands from Rome who gave us that wonderful, wonderful title. Because, yeah, I don't know, we do a little bit of everything. Lately, we just have kind of said we're an alternative... post-punky sort of thing.
I heard from someone at a bar the other day that they called us prog rock.
That's a new one.
that's a first one.
Yeah, I have never...
Yeah, and I was like, oh, dude, yeah, okay. That sounds cool. All right, we're getting better.
You hear it here first, Blowjam listeners. We're a prog band now.
Sweet, yeah.
We're going to show up King Crimson. Yeah, I don't know. And like he said, we have a new EP coming out, and even that... Our wonderful, wonderful friend / producer, Micha, just said the other day, the new EP, it has a little bit of, like, sensitive Shout at the Robots, a little bit of, like, punky Shout at the Robots. He said something else. I don't remember. I don't know. We don't have a nice, satisfying soundbite answer to that question, but, yeah, it's something like that. It's weirdcore.
Yeah,
it's weirdcore.
Oh, wait. What are the other...
I was going to say, what we told somebody before was that it was a mix between Pavement and Fugazi. And most people I've said that to are like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see that.
Right.
It's easier when you compare it to bands people know. And they're two influences on most of us, you know. Yeah.
We also like to use Fraggle Rock.
Oh, Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock.
Crispy Heavy Fried Trash. Punk.
Yeah, Crispy Fried Trunk. I can't. I'm having a stroke. I'm sorry. Crispy Fried Punk. Heavy Trash.
Heavy Trash.
Scumbag Soul.
Yeah. Passion Aggressive.
Yeah, Passion Aggressive. It's the name of the new EP, but that it's also it's kind of what we sound like.
It describes.
Go like Hope Punk.
Yeah, yeah. We throw some Hope Punk in there, which I stole from a blog because we're a modern band.
Modern bands doing modern things.
Right. What did you just mumble?
Oh, I don't know. You
said modern bands do modern things.
Yeah. We'll hear you anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot.
I think I'm just loud enough that I don't even need a mic, to be honest with you. I'm picking up on everyone else.
Yo, Jack is like the best screamer ever. He should be in a straight hardcore, like a deathcore band. He's so fucking loud.
No.
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 Wait, what?
I'd pay to see that.
No!
Wait, what did you just
say? God damn it, Delia! What? No!
Oh, shit.
I like watching the levels on that. That was
good. That was good. He's so good.
I don't even have a mic.
No?
It's true. It's impressive.
Yeah,
that is very impressive. And I have more questions, which is...
Any more brain busters?
How does your songwriting process, I'm wondering what is the best show you ever played? I want to ask you, what is the seemingly silly question? This episode will air in a few weeks. I'm sorry, I'm just being dumb. I'm bouncing around different paragraphs.
Why is one the loneliest number?
And why is one the loneliest number? And why do you think that? What's the problem with this? Doesn't it ever bother you that? Does it ever seem like
Eddie Murphy?
Do you or your loved ones have?
Do you and your loved ones have?
Can we get Tom Jola up here to talk about mesothelioma?
There we go.
If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma,
if you have pelvic mesh. if you have Peyronie's disease,
that's our next band, Pelvic Mesh.
Pelvic Mesh. That's nice.
Or Pelvic Mosh.
Pelvic Mosh. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I went like a little nuts. So, this is something that I was trying to articulate and then it went off the rails. Best show you ever played?
Best show you ever played. What is it? Come on, guys. Let's answer the question.
That's a tough one.
Oh, geez. That's difficult.
Yeah, that's honestly really hard. Show we've ever played has been horrible, and we hate it.
Yeah.
And we're never going to play live again. We're doing like a Beatles thing, and we're only going to record from now on.
Yeah.
Any real answers to that question?
For me, I would say one of my favorites was when the Barleycorn was going out of business. There was just a lot of people there. We had If Madrid playing with us and
Glenn Murray's Ghost.
It was their first show, and they're all super talented dudes. And just everybody was so into it and just having a good time because the corn was closing.
Yeah.
I had to grab the hi-hat for my car for fucking, what is it, Jimmy, I think? Yeah.
From If Madrid, Jimmy? Yeah.
And then I fucking ate shit. And in the Elks parking lot, and I cut up my hands really bad, and my knees got destroyed. So I was just like, I brought that back. I'm like, I have to go home and take a shower real quick and figure out how to play this after it. But, like, lucky enough, I had enough adrenaline from the whole thing. I could do that. But we played a show, like, a couple days later, and I was just like, this is painful.
Yeah, it was pretty metal.
It was bad.
That's the best.
Right.
Like, you're not a musician until you start bleeding all over your instrument. Thank you. I forgot about microphones, and I'm a fucking podcaster. But blood is good. Blood is good.
I feel like Matt or Ross have had the most, like, blood on instrument kind of things.
There's always at least one injury or some kind of mishap at a Shout Out the Robot show. And not in, like, a cool, like, punk rock way. No, like, in a, like, we're a bunch of bumbling... fucking idiot's way. I mean, yeah, you got basically stigmata from that show.
Yeah, that was gross.
Speaking of that show, any musicians who are listening, if you ever have the chance to play like the last day or week that a bar that has music is open, do it, because everyone will be fucked up and like really uninhibited and absolutely loving what you're doing, even if it sucks.
We played the cover of Sabotage for that, and then I've never, like, seeing the floor bounce so hard at that place. I was playing drums. I could just feel it. I'm like, I can't even hit the bass pedal right because the whole thing's just bouncing.
So when we opened up with the Eminem thing to it as a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We started off.
Yeah, we started with like 30 seconds of Lose Yourself by Eminem and then went into Sabotage. It. And yeah, so many bouncing white people. It was like a popcorn machine got turned on. It was great.
That is the best analogy, and that's the best story ever. You guys are really funny and very talented, and I'm sorry, I have my last wild card question. Everything that you've been waiting for is about to drop, and that is, out of Shout at the Robots, each member of you, what Ninja Turtle would you be? You must decide amongst yourselves.
Oh, you started a fucking fight right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I gotta go with Michelangelo. I'm sorry.
Claiming it early?
Wait, are we like picking who each one is?
Yes.
I was gonna say Ross is totally Michelangelo.
Yeah, that's not.
I would say Matt is Raphael. Yeah. Julian's probably Donatello because he's the smartest. I don't want to be Leonardo. Because he's the leader, I'm not ready to lead. But
sorry, dude.
Process of elimination, I'm Leonardo.
You're
he's
the front
got
man
a, he's
now.
Got a sweet sword.
You've nominated yourself.
I'm okay with that.
So I was like, Cowabunga, pizza time, bro!
Yeah, you were definitely Michelangelo.
Yeah, you know, I thought this was going to be a lot harder than it was, but no, that's completely 100% accurate.
Yeah.
That was democratic.
I know, right?
Yeah, I didn't have to do anything. It was great.
Yeah.
You're like,
I don't know.
You switch it up and be like, I disagree.
Yeah. It's like, I'm actually Shredder.
Yeah, I'm not
Shredder.
Whoa. Yeah. Got a wild card.
I'm Krang.
And John is
Splinter. Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, we're actually all the villains from Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, like, we'd be Bebop and Rocksteady.
Can we go back and edit this and make it sound like we came up with that first?
No!
No!
Oh, no.
Well, you guys are amazing, and Julian, you're amazing because you keep giving me the mic and I forget. It's great. Yeah, everybody's got lav mics, and me and Julian and Jack. Say what's up, Jack.
What's up, Jack?
We're sharing a Behringer condenser mic.
Shout out to Behringer.
Shout out to Behringer.
They
shout
are really good. This episode is not sponsored by Behringer.
We wish it was.
It's actually not sponsored by anything because you guys are a band and this is a bonus episode. You're a bonus to our lives. We don't want any of that bullshit.
It's sponsored
up
by
this
local
place.
Music.
Yeah, we're sponsored by Shout at the Robots.
Yes.
In a weird roundabout way.
You don't know how much they're paying us for this exposure.
Yeah.
We're actually paying them. So.
I hope so.
Yeah, we're paying.
Yeah, we didn't use
I could use the money. I'm going on vacation soon.
Yeah, we're paying you in cucumber sandwiches and pizza.
That is fantastic.
That's all the payment.
Thank you. I just like whipped them up today. I never had before. But okay. Oh my God, this went off the rails. This episode will air in likely a few weeks, so it's kind of hard to like plan out for the future that much. But you guys also had an album that dropped and what have you. At any rate, whenever this comes out, we'll have the most recent show notes for you and everything in the description. But is there anything that you would like to talk about now? Any plugs?
No.
I was about to say, can we record the crickets outside?
We literally should put a cricket noise in there.
Yeah.
It might pick up. It is a condenser mic by Behringer.
I can hear
it. Not sponsored.
Behringer.
Sponsored and spirited by Behringer. No, we'll plug our new EP, Passion Aggressive. Hopefully we'll be out by the time you're listening to this. If not, send me angry death threats on Facebook and we'll put it out. And then there will also hopefully be a host of shows based around that. Go to our Facebook and you can find out about those shows. Also, we'll plug anybody else you want to go see. Go to their Facebook pages, see what
plug
shows they're playing.
Go see Blow Jam.
Check them out, yeah. Go see Blow Jam. Listen to the Blow Jam podcast.
Plug all the bands.
Go see Yard Party. Go see Tom Jolie.
Let's do it now. Let's go listen to more.
See them all.
It's very meta.
That's amazing.
Yeah. If while you're listening to this episode of the Blow Jam podcast, grab whoever's phone is nearby you and listen to a separate episode of the Blow Jam podcast. It's like when you take acid and listen to Pink Floyd while you watch Wizard of Oz. Nice. Trust me.
Go see Julian on the 31st at Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. I'm playing a solo show at Galaxy Brewing Company with Floodlands and Hunter in whatever guise he's doing. Eddie Fondue, I believe. And oh man, it's a new band with our best friend Fifth Robot Micha and Oliver from If Madrid. What are they called?
Nope.
That's Micha's other band. It's yeah, like adults or grown ups. That's what it is, with grown ups. That's my plug for that show.
You're playing with
if anyone
grown-ups?
Can follow that. Yeah, we're playing a show with real life grown ups. It's gonna be weird. Yeah, that's my plug.
All right, you guys are amazing, and let's go out with an amazing song that we're going to listen to. And thank you again, so keep listening, motherfuckers. It gets better. Yo, those guys are the best. So big thanks to Matt, Ross, John, and Julian for their good company and conversation. And before we listen to their song, Stomach Aches, from their new EP, Passion Aggressive, I gotta tell you that they have a show coming up at Galaxy Brewing Company on October 19th. And you gotta follow them on all the internet mediums, you know, your Instagrams, your Facebooks, your Bandcamps, and what have you. But yeah, super pumped to play you guys their song, Stomach Aches. And you gotta get yourself their new EP, Passion Aggressive. I already got mine. It's definitely your money's worth. So yeah, stop talking, Deal. Start listening to Shout at the Robots.